U.S. Chamber of Commerce President Suzanne Clark poses with white people in Native American headdress. By Paul Bois on March 24, 2022. U.S. Chamber of Commerce, USCC, President Suzanne Clark, who previously advocated for the infrastructure bill, posted a photo of herself on Instagram smiling alongside two white women in Native American headdresses. The photo from Clark's private Instagram account was originally released by Ryan Grimm of The Intercept and comes after Disney apologized for a Native American dance routine performed at its Florida theme park. It is unclear as to who Clark was posing alongside and the nature of the event when the photo was snapped. As Breitbart News reported, the woke corporation Disney apologized earlier this week when the Cherokee Nation expressed misgivings over a drill team's routine depicting Native Americans. The drill team, known as the Indianettes, performed at the Magic Kingdom Park in Walt Disney World, where they chanted "Scalp 'em, Indians, scalp 'em." Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. denounced the performance, calling it a stereotypical depiction of the tribe. School leaders need educating on cultural appropriateness, should apologize for continuing to ignore our requests to stop and need to make swift changes to correct these offensive displays across their school district, the nation said. Disney Company spokesperson Jackie Waller told Forbes the performance did not reflect our core values and we regret it took place, adding it was not consistent with the audition tape the school provided. This past January, Suzanne Clark cheered President Joe Biden's expansion of a visa pipeline that would outsource American jobs to foreign workers. Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, announced the expansion of the Optional Practical Training, OPT, program whereby corporations like Amazon, Facebook, and BlackRock hire foreign students over American STEM graduates at a 15% discount by avoiding tens of billions in FICA taxes, Breitbart News reported. Specifically, Biden expanded the OPT program to include 22 fields of study from which corporations can hire foreign students at American universities for coveted white-collar, entry-level jobs, the report added. House Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, CA, told Breitbart News back in January that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce would no longer be welcomed in the Republican Party if it continues to endorse Democrats and back big business at the expense of Americans, he said. The chamber left the party a long time ago, McCarthy said. In the last election, the chamber supported Democrats. The chamber gave a higher score to Democrats who are voting for this policy because they signed some letter then voted the opposite of what the letter said than Kevin Brady, who was chair of Ways and Means and brought us the tax cuts. I just assume they have as much influence in the future as they do now, none, he added. Our responsibility is to the American public. That is who's going to drive it. If special interests are the American public, then they'll have a say. But it's the American public we're going to. The chamber backed several Democrats over Republicans during the 2020 congressional elections, working to preserve the Democrat majority. Had Republicans flipped just a handful more seats, they flipped a net 15 from Democrats in 2020, they would have the majority instead of the Democrats right now. The chamber, which endorsed 23 House Democrats in 2020, may have made the difference in helping keep the Democrats in the majority as some of the members the business group endorsed survived tight re-election races, Breitbart News noted.